Julie Winkle Giuliani suggests that career conversations work a lot better when they're unbalanced.
Supporting employee development, learning about others, exploring options and possibilities for growth. What do all of these conversations have in common? To be effective, they require you to become completely unbalanced. I'm not suggesting developing vertigo or some psychological problems, quite the opposite. What I'm suggesting is a different and more effective approach to talking with others. An effective career conversation is completely unbalanced in favor of the employee. If you do your job well, they'll be doing 90% of the talking. If you're talking more than that, you're likely taking on too much responsibility for their development and robbing them of ownership of their careers. So how do you as a leader make career conversations completely unbalanced? Here are two key reminders. First, ask juicy questions. The beauty of this unbalanced approach is that as a manager, you don't have to worry about having all or really any of the answers. What you need to bring to the table are questions. Good, juicy, insightful, thought-provoking questions. Questions that make employees squint up their eyes a little bit, look off in the distance, and really ponder. While coming up with these sorts of questions comes easily to some, most of us need to spend a moment, and really that's all we're talking about here, to consider what you're trying to find out and how to get at it best. It's okay to ask hard, provocative questions. In fact, it's these kinds of juicy questions that fuel the most productive and unbalanced career conversations. The second reminder is to make silence your friend. If you're asking the right questions, you're going to be making people think. They'll be digging through their experiences, making connections, and really reflecting deeply on who they are and what they do. This might take more than a nanosecond. But managers, whether motivated by the press of other priorities or out of a genuine desire not to make others feel uncomfortable, often don't allow more than a moment for others to respond before they jump in with their own responses or maybe another question. So just slow it down. Give employees the space and the silence to consider the question and to formulate a thoughtful response. You'll realize a rich return on your investment of even a couple of seconds. These two reminders powerfully refocus employees on their development and open the door to more unbalanced and more insightful conversations.
For more insights, visit juliewinklegiulioni.com.